The following podcast contains advertising. To access an ad-free version of the Lawfare podcast, become a material supporter of Lawfare at patreon.com/lawfare. That's patreon.com/lawfare. Also, check out Lawfare's other podcast offerings, Rational Security, Chatter, Lawfare No Bull, and The Aftermath.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Lawfare Managing Editor Tyler McBrien, and this is the Lawfare Podcast Shorts, an update on the Oath Keepers trial with Lawfare Senior Editor Roger Parloff, who has been covering it for us day in and day out now for, I believe, 12 days at this point. So, Roger, now that this is the third installment of the Oath Keepers trial's update, what have we learned since the last time you spoke with Ben Wittes last week?
Well, I guess the big thing is that we had the first co-conspirator witness. That was Jason Dolan. So he pled guilty and he testified. So there was a lot of sort of excitement about that. It was not as strong as the pro-prosecution people would have hoped, but Jason Dolan is also in an unusual category. He was a little apart from the main stack, but he told an interesting story. Of course, he's a former veteran, and he's from Florida. And like a lot of these, the January 6th defendants in general, he had a bad transition out of the military, and he had been let go from his job, and he was getting he was drinking, and he became began listening to the spending a lot of time on the internet, and he joined the Oath Keepers, and he believed in the fraud. And we saw in December of 2020 very dire Signal chat messages. Signal is this encrypted message system that the Oath Keepers use quite a bit. There's all sorts of channels. And he was speaking with the defendant, Kelly Meggs, who's an important defendant. And he's talking about preparing himself for possible death, for a bullet, possibly for going to prison, for being tagged as a traitor. And Meggs is trying to reassure him, no, you know, if we build up our numbers, we can do this. And on the sixth, he brings weapons. As they all do, and drops them off in at the Comfort Inn in Virginia, because weapons aren't allowed in D.C. and they don't want to give the police an easy arrest. And the idea is, if Trump invokes the Insurrection Act, they will come in and they will be called up as militia, and it will be a government on government fight. You know, the Trump forces against the Biden forces. And he's also feeling that and he's been given to believe that even if Trump doesn't invoke the Insurrection Act, the Oath Keepers may need to do this anyway. But on the day itself, you know, he's doing a personal security detail, and he admits that there's no plan to storm the Capitol per se. In fact, he admits that he's surprised when he hears it's been breached. And then when it happens, and here's where his story differs from others, he and the defendant Harrelson are sort of apart from the others and on a security detail. And so they go to the east side of the Capitol, and they're there before anyone else is. And when the barricades break, they sort of, the crowd surges forward and they say they ascend the staircase without anyone telling them to. And he says he's not, you know, this was not planned. And Meigs didn't tell him to do that. Rhodes didn't tell him, Stuart Rhodes, the top defendant. So, and then they go in as, you know, so many people do. They do not assault police and so on. So, and they don't break anything. And then they come out, and afterwards, this also doesn't help the government. There's a huddle outside the Capitol with Rhodes, and he thinks he overhears Rhodes saying, that was stupid. But he can't say specifically who that was to or what it was about. Anyway, so it's a mixed bag.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, you mentioned in one of your excellent and detailed tweets from the day that the defense scored some points on cross of co-conspirator Dolan. You were sort of hinting at this in your recap so far, but you know, what led you to that assessment? Why did you see this as not so stellar a day for the government?
I sort of packed that into what I was saying before, the parts about Rhodes possibly saying that was stupid, the fact that neither Meigs nor Rhodes told him to, there was no order to enter the Capitol, the fact that he was surprised. You sort of have to assume that others had his same frame of mind. I guess the best that the government had was that he said there was no specific plan to storm the Capitol, but he had what was called a commander's intent, his understanding that the overall goal was to stop Biden from becoming president. How that would happen, he never really was told or understood. And so that's an important fuzzy thing in a conspiracy case.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Lawfare listeners, Ben Wittes here. Want to tell you about the first time I got a report from the folks at Delete Me. It was shortly after I started using the service back in 2022, and they sent me their first privacy report. I have since gotten 8 others, and it contained some shocking information. They had removed my data from 56 separate data brokers, that this had included 133 separate records, including 621 individual pieces of personal information. The data broker with the most information about me was a company I'd never heard of called People by Name. And here's the thing. Since then, every couple of months, I've gotten another privacy report from Delete Me, and it always contains more information that they have removed from the data brokers about me. In the second report, they informed me they had removed my stuff from 41 data brokers and that the one with the most information about me was called HLEC. I have no idea what HLEC is. So the other day, I got my latest report and it includes 15 more data brokers with my personal information, 113 pieces of personally identifiable information. Big culprit this time is something called My Life. Well, I want to tell you that they don't have My Life anymore. And that is why I recommend Delete Me. As this little anecdote shows, there's a lot of my data out there. And these companies keep acquiring it and making it available to anybody who can pay. And I have slept a little bit more easily ever since I found a solution to this problem. And I want to stress, as I do every time, that I started using this before Delete Me started advertising with Lawfare. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information you don't want online, and it makes sure it stays off. And that's the point of this little story, that, you know, they keep coming back. You can get it removed once, but they'll put it back. And then Delete Me comes and takes it off again. It's a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential identity theft, doxing, and phishing scams. Delete Me sends you regular personalized privacy reports, just like the ones I've been describing, showing what info they found where they found it, and what they removed. And critically, as this story reflects, it isn't just a one-time service. It's always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you don't want on the internet. It does all the hard work of wiping you and your family's personal information off the web. Data brokers hate Delete Me, which is why I like it. Your profile is no longer theirs to sell. So take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/lawfare20 and use promo code lawfare20 at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/lawfare20 and enter code lawfare20 at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/lawfare20, code lawfare20.
Last week you mentioned that the prosecution was roughly halfway through its case. Where do we stand now, and when do we expect to hear from the defense as well?
Well, the government will probably finish next week, sometime next week, and then the defense expect 2 to 3 weeks. Today was an important day also, as the government finally really began to, they brought an FBI agent and really began to talk about January 6th itself. And she was a powerful witness through, they had very sophisticated high-tech multimedia exhibits that pulled together many, many different signal chats that the Oath Keepers used, and video. And there was also some new stuff from Kelly Sorrell. People, including me, have mistakenly been referring to her as the Oath Keepers General Counsel. Apparently, they started calling her that after January 6th. The government contends that that is a bit of a ruse, a sort of a cover your back situation, that she was just Rhodes's girlfriend, and she was not really playing an attorney role. Anyway, on the 6th, she was with Rhodes, and she actually posted some Facebook live video, and which of course she took down later, but it's pretty damning. And when the breach occurs, she's very enthusiastic, at somebody says somebody questions what's happening, whether it's wise, and she says, "We're acting like founding fathers. Can't stand down, per Stewart, and I concur." That actually was a signal chat message, not a Facebook message. But her and what she means by per Stewart is that Stewart is saying this through her to the other people on the chat, that we're acting like founding fathers, can't stand down. That's per Stewart, and I concur. And then in the Facebook messages, she'll say, this is probably one of the coolest damn things I've ever seen in my entire life. It isn't a bad thing, and you can't be scared. Otherwise, you end up as communist little peasants. That's how you take your government back. You literally take it back. So these are pretty damning statements. In addition, there's just a tremendous number of damning signal chat messages and also Zello messages. Defendant Watkins, Jessica Watkins, was using this walkie-talkie app, an app on a phone that simulates a walkie-talkie. And her messages, and she's speaking to other Oath Keepers who aren't on location, but back in Illinois, and those interchanges are very, very damning. The other people will tell her Pence is doing his traitorous bullshit, and her mission is to try to prevent the transfer of power.
Senior Editor Roger Parloff, thank you so much for another excellent dispatch, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, thanks very much.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.